Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Childs Walker. Childs, good morning.
Good morning, guys. A little tired. I think we're finally out of tomorrow's. So I guess we'll get into it, right?
Yeah, no, we're not out of it. We're very much still in the fire pit of what happened in the fourth quarter. And the number one talk, well, there's been a lot of talking points, of course, Childs. Number one, Derrick Henry. Well, him and Keaton are talking about this, and you know, he didn't play for 10 minutes after dominating in the second half. So as you and your media brethren were watching the game, and Derrick Henry was sitting next to the guy handing out the Gatorade. What the hell was going on in that press box watching that unfold?
Yeah, I mean, it was baffling. We've seen versions of this happen before. In a lot of those cases, I've at least sort of defended the Ravens because, I mean, I think, you know, sometimes when people scream, you know, Derrick Henry has to get the ball more, when you really look at the game contextually, it's not as simple as that. I think last night was pretty darn simple. I mean, I wrote this morning. I mean, I think that everybody in the stadium, including the Patriots, knew that the best way for the Ravens to protect that 11-point lead was to give Derrick Henry the ball. He was the best player on the field. He had dominated, you know, when he got the ball, you know, through those two touchdown drives in the second half. They really didn't have an answer for him. It's not a very good run defense without Milton Williams. It's the most obvious thing in the world. And he doesn't play another snap. I mean, I know the rotation with Keaton Mitchell has worked pretty well. I mean, Derrick Henry was very gracious about that fact in his post-game remarks. I mean, he said, look, Keaton has earned that chance. He helped put the game away against Cincinnati. You know, he said all the things you'd want him to say as a professional. But, I mean, we don't have to look at it that way. I mean, we can look at that game and say it's insane that without Lamar Jackson, you don't put the ball in Derrick Henry's hands with a chance to put the game away. I mean, it just defies logic, and that's what everybody was saying in the press box, and that's what everybody was saying before we talked to Harbaugh and after we talked to Harbaugh. It's hard not to come away with that feeling, I think.
And that's what I was yelling at my TV too, Childs.
Yeah.
Childs, the thing about it was, the thing that bothered me most was, it was not a Keaton Mitchell type game. He was getting no yards, you know, and it was a game where the big boy was breaking tackles. You know, it wasn't like all of them were well blocked. He was creating a lot of it on his own, you know, and Keaton couldn't do that. You know, so that's why I'm like, just put Keaton down. You know, hey, he's had some great plays, but this is not his time.
No, we said going in, this is the way they need to win this game. And then they were winning the game the way that we said. And then they went away from it. I mean, it's what do you do with that? It's mystifying. And I, you know, some of that, I think a lot of that does have to come back on Harbaugh. I mean, yeah, he doesn't design the offense. You know, Todd Monken is the one who makes these initial choices. But I mean, John is on the headset when the plan is being made. I mean, he has veto power. He has the final say. And you know, he let that happen. And so him expressing regret about it after the fact, I don't think that goes very far with the fans at this point. I mean, it's just tough to explain.
Childs, I think if Derek doesn't fumble, I think they were on their way to scoring every drive.
Could have been a blowout. Yeah. No, and to, again, to his credit, I mean, I think Derek Henry has been at his best in terms of talking to us after his most disappointing games, and he said that last night. He said he felt like that fumble not only cost them a touchdown, but really sort of derailed their whole momentum in the game. I mean, he knew what a big play that was, and he took it to heart. I mean, he bounced back to play very well, but yeah, that was a big early moment in the game. Now, I mean, could they have overcome it? Sure, but you're right. The game did feel a certain way in those first whatever seven to 10 minutes. I mean, they just, roll right down the field on their first drive, and then, they get the turnover and they're coming right back. I mean, it felt like they just had it, and then that killed that.
And then the other thing too, Childs, is all right, we're all bitching. We all wanted Derrick Henry, but fine. They punt. New England gets a ball on the 11-yard line. They still got to go 89 yards, and there was, one third down for New England on the whole thing? I mean, come on. It's time for the defense. We need you to step up to make a play, and they just folded at the end.
Yeah, and I mean, look, no doubt they've been way better since the bye. I mean, they had their best game of the week last, the previous weekend. All that is true, but they still have a track record of not being able to stop big-time quarterbacks when they know those big-time quarterbacks have to throw the ball. And that was – Kyle Hamilton said it when he talked to us after the game. I mean, they knew 100%. I mean, they shut down New England's running game. Obviously their most dangerous back was hurt. So the only way the Patriots can beat them is May is going to drop back on every play. They knew what he was going to do, and he still beat them. And that's partly because he's really good. I mean, he made some terrific throws. I mean, the long touchdown throw, that was a beautiful throw and catch. I mean, he made some real good throws, when he was taking hits. But you're right. I mean, in the big picture, we've seen it too many times. I mean, when they're trying to protect the lead against a really good quarterback, it feels inevitable that the guy's going to roll down the field, and we saw it again last night.
Yeah, they don't have a closer. That's the biggest thing they don't have. And I thought they would bring the house. I thought they would blitz more, And the other thing is Marlon Humphrey's done.
Of course, he did make a good big play early in the game. I don't know if he's done, but I hear what you're saying. I think he's done in terms of you don't feel good when he's matched up on the outside with a big-time receiver. Like, it just doesn't feel like a good matchup anymore. I think he's a good enough all-around player that he can reinvent himself, whether that's as a safety or, just a guy who plays inside full-time or, what have you. I don't think he's done being a good, useful player. But the iteration of him that could go step-for-step with top receivers – in these crucial moments, that may be done.
Hell, he even said it after the game. Yeah. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Childs Walker from the Baltimore Banner. Haven't really gotten a lot of these phone calls yet because we're only an hour plus, Childs, into the show, but I saw on social media, which you can believe everything you read there, a lot of fans questioning Lamar Jackson's toughness after leaving near the end of the second quarter. What do you think about Lamar? There's been a myriad of injuries here. Last night he took a knee to the ribs. Maybe it's a kidney issue. Who really knows? He did not return. But is it fair to question his desire to get out there when you got Danny Dimes playing on a broken leg? You got a broken wrist with Aaron Rodgers on a cast. Or Herbert's got broken bones. I think Shedeur Sanders' pinky almost fell off his hand literally yesterday against Buffalo. Is it fair to question Lamar's toughness, given the fact that, he does get out there and do it most of the time?
I don't question it. No, I don't question it. And I certainly don't question it based on last night. I mean, he was hurting pretty badly. I mean, we saw him moving around in the locker room at the end of the game. I mean, after the game, and I mean, he looked like a 60-year-old man. I mean, he wasn't, I mean, he said it, he took a Toradol shot, hoping that, he could, the swelling would go down enough that he could loosen up. He tried some throws in the locker room, didn't feel it, just didn't believe he could be effective. And I'm not one to kill athletes for not playing hurt. I mean, he's the one who knows that best. I think he was probably right that he wouldn't have been himself if he had tried to play. No. I mean, I don't think that's fair.
Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner. Last thing for you, Charles. What did you think of New England? A lot of people think they benefited from an easy schedule. They clinched the playoff spot last night. Do you see them as an easy out in the postseason, or are we underestimating them?
I do not see them as an easy out, especially given that so many of the other top AFC teams are also teams that are kind of new to the party, right? I mean, we kind of know now. I mean, the AFC playoff field is going to be full of teams that haven't done it, you know, at the highest level other than Buffalo. I think they're dangerous because I think that May is absolutely legitimate. They're going to get guys back. I mean, they're going to get Milton Williams back, and their run defense will probably be a little more stout again. You know, they're going to get Campbell back. Their offensive line is going to be a little better. I think the version of the Patriots that we saw last night wouldn't be, you know, is not a team I would see going to the Super Bowl, but I think they're going to be a lot better by the time they're playing the playoffs. So I think they're dangerous. I don't think I picked them to come out of the AFC, but I think they could beat any of those other teams.
Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner. Charles, appreciate the time as always. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family. And we'll talk to you eventually. Who knows? Ravens season looks like it's in peril, but it is what it is.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Happy holidays.
Yep. There he is, Charles Walker, everybody. We'll come back, whip around, talk about what happened in the world of sports over the weekend. A ton of things, and then we got Vinny's Keys, more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Ravens, they're done. Or are they?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
All right, we'll dive into this a little bit more as the week progresses. By the way, it's a short week for us. We're only here until Wednesday. Vinny's off after today.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks. Nolan, what's up? Nolan, take it over the house, baby.
We think. I'll be here no matter what, but yes.
Kind of hoping you carry the show the next 2 days. But anyway, Alabama against Oklahoma Friday night. Bama down 17-0 right out of the gate. They cover behind and pull the stunner as the Sooners get sent home crying. And for Kalen DeBoer, I don't say it's a win that saves a job, but probably puts him on the percolating seat going into 2026. Now they advance to the next round of the playoffs, where they take on number one seed Indiana.
Yeah, that's I thought second half Alabama looked pretty damn good.
Dominated the game.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, the first half, Oklahoma. You know, then Mateer sucked in the second half.
Now it's Saturday. If you were looking for a cure for insomnia, it was the Miami-Texas A&M game.
Ugh.
And if you're looking for a new kicker, you stay away from both of those schools. But Hurricane scored late. Texas A&M marching in for a chance to possibly tie it. Pick in the end zone. So Miami 10-3 over the Aggies. So their season comes to an end. Then Oregon over JMU 51-34 and Ole Miss 41-10 over Tulane. And Tulane early was moving the ball down the field. They had a couple of turnovers that cost them, and then the Rebels pulled away. So
I think it showed the committee that get the best 12 teams.
Yeah, BYU is probably like, what the hell? And Notre Dame, certainly.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt, among others. Like, all right, whatever. Now, moving ahead, these games are going to be taking a place during New Year's weekend, New Year's Eve. Oregon, Texas Tech, Bama, IU, Mississippi, Georgia, and Miami, Ohio State. Those are your next round of playoff games coming up here in
they're not on the college campus.
No, they're bowl games now. I mean, they're Orange Bowl, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Bottom line is the first round of the playoffs have taken place. Virginia College Hoops beat Maryland on Saturday night, 83-72. Maryland was up 8 in the first half. Then Virginia goes on a 17-0 run, Nolan, that takes them through halftime. And then as Maryland cut it to 1 early in the second half, Virginia goes on a 15-2. And that was all she wrote. No Pharrell Payne for Maryland got hurt in their last game there against Michigan. 19 turnovers. And then Virginia turned it into 22 points as Maryland drops to .500. They're off for the rest of the week. They'll get Old Dominion coming up here on Sunday. Then it's full on, basically, Big Ten play. So the Terps trying to get it together. Buzz Williams trying to get himself a healthy roster. Just could not get his full complement of players together at the same time. But the turnover is somewhat problematic. But they did win the offensive rebound battle, which Buzz was happy about after the game.
Which is surprising without Payne. I wouldn't have expected that. You were slightly better than them from three-point shooting. Just a hair better with free throws as well. Add all that up, should be a win. But this team just can't play a complete game. And again, those turnovers are always that black cloud looming over them.
Yeah, Solomon Washington had a good game on the glass for the Turtles there. But again, they'll play Old Dominion. Buzz will be joining us next Monday as he's celebrating his Christmas holiday. In the NBA last night, Wizards lost to the Spurs, 124-113. Bob Carrington, Baltimore's own, had 21 points, 5 boards, 4 assists. Not enough, however, when it was all said and done. Yet Brooklyn Toronto losing to Brooklyn 96-81. Manuel Quickley at 17-5-10 in a losing effort there for the Raptors because Brooklyn stinks. Yeah. But Michael Porter Jr. is having a really good year for them. He had 24 points, 11 boards, and 5 assists. But the highlight game of the night in regulation time, 48 minutes, Nolan. It was Chicago 152-150 over Atlanta and a couple of former Terps cashing in and helping the cause, including old Red Velvet here.
Red hot Chicago start, down only 3.
Yeah, and did a nice job of staying with it.
Herter gets to the basket and gets fouled.
That's FanDuel Sportsnet. Kevin Herter at 16 points aboard, 5 assists. Jalen Smith, Baltimore, he had 3-5-3. Josh Giddey, 19-9-12 at Chicago. Outlast Atlanta, 152-150. Little NBA fun for you. High scoring affair on a Sunday night. It is the whip around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. NHL last night. Caps lose it overtime to Detroit.
Yeah, they lost a home and home. Saturday, they lost 5-2. At home to Detroit, and Detroit pretty much dominated that one. And then Ethan Frank scored 2 for the Caps yesterday. They lose in overtime, And now they're in second place. They picked up a point, so they're sitting with 43 points. They got the Rangers tomorrow night. Everybody, Bob, in the Metro lost. Everybody lost. Pittsburgh won yesterday. Otherwise, everybody lost in the Metro.
Sidney Crosby, by the way, passed Mario Lemieux as the all-time point scorer for the Penguins.
Yeah, and Sidney, Mario did it in a lot shorter time span than
Sid. He overcame cancer to do his thing. Lemieux, bigger than Gretzky, but in regards to ultimate point producers in his heyday.
Oh, Lemieux was big. Yeah. Lemieux's like 6'4", you know, big. Yeah, big man, like spectacular. And like you said, Bob, if he didn't have the – I don't know how – did he miss a year? I don't know how much he missed, but he did miss some time. Otherwise, he'd even have more points. But congrats to Crosby because he's one of the faces. Him and Ovi kind of were the faces of the league for a lot of years.
And battled each other in the playoffs as well. And boxing on Friday night, Anthony Joshua knocks out Jake Paul in the sixth round, carried him. For four rounds, kind of did a little pity-pat jab, which missed by like 8 inches. And then finally, things started to percolate in the fourth in Miami. And didn't even hit him, Jake Paul. Nolan, did you see it?
Fell asleep early, and I'm glad I did. I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, but because I fell asleep during the undercards, full disclosure. But my wife woke me up to watch the main event. Hit him with the right hand, broke his jaw in a couple of places. And it wasn't even a vintage Anthony Joshua, one of the hardest punching heavyweights that's ever walked the face of this planet. Jake Paul's face, his left side of his face, looks like he got hit by a baseball bat. Could you imagine if he would have rocked a right hand that knocked Klitschko out? Jake Paul would still be like in a feeding tube, and we're not hoping anyone gets hurt to that level. But Jake Paul, what he did, he made himself $90 million, made $90 million for Anthony Joshua. It was on Netflix. Sooner or later, he's going to fight a guy that's not going to follow script, air quotes, and is going to try to hurt him. But he got blasted. He got treated accordingly by a guy that, if he wanted to, probably could have knocked him out in the first round with the first punch that he threw. But either way, it was entertaining, and that's the way it is. Entertaining? Well, the Ravens were up 24-13, and we just talked about it before we get to the break, Childs Walker. Well, it changed the tone of the game. The Henry fumble, we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, got it. They were up 11 in the fourth quarter. They had to overcome that miscue to take the lead, and that Derrick Henry never touched the ball again. So it's a 60-minute game. And, yeah, the Ravens could have puffy-pantsed them maybe if Henry doesn't fumble, but they did improvise and adapt. Now they're here just hoping for the best. They need Pittsburgh to lose to Cleveland. Who knows if that's going to be a reality? Ravens are in Green Bay. If you want to vent, you can. You got Vinny's Keys coming up next. Your phone calls, news from the nest at noon. Buy or sell, 12:15. Then we're going to go around the AFC North. Some interesting games, some entertaining games. And the end of that Pittsburgh-Detroit game, was about as zany as things get.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Good evening, 81057. The Fan, Nolan McGraw here on this miserable Monday. If you're a Ravens fan, Ravens blow an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter as they fall to the Patriots 28-24 every Friday before the Ravens play on the weekend. Vinny goes through his keys to victory. Ravens really needed this one. Didn't get it done. Let's march them down the keys.
All right. Number one was run the ball for over 170 yards. Yes, 33 for 171. Secondary have their best game of the season. Not even close. I thought, yeah, their coverage and stuff was bad. I thought they'd be able to match up. But you know what? Diggs ate them up. Lamar uses legs. Yeah, 2 carries, 7 yards. One big play on teams. No, they got that.
The fake punt.
They stopped him. Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was so consumed with Loop coming up short.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's another one. And that ball kind of just went.
Yeah, just can't come up short, man.
Ran out of juice.
No, you
can't. Randy Brown's got to do
Justin
better
than Tucker would have made that.
I don't know if he would have made it, but it wouldn't have been short. I'll tell you that.
And then last but not least was Pressure May. That was, what'd they have, one sack?
They had three.
But even when they did, I mean, that guy was just willing to take the hit, hang in there, find the open man. He didn't mind that there was somebody in his face.
That's the first time, you know, I really watched a game live of Drake May, other than college. He was damn good.
Can we add another key that we talked about last week, but you didn't put in your official list of keys? Limit big plays.
Yeah. They had 10. 10 plays.
And wasn't that kind of their MO? They used to be big chunk plays.
Yep. They do. And they did.
Do another buzzer. Thank you. Let's get out to the phone. 410-583-1057. Vinny, Eddie, Nolan McGraw. Ravens up against it. Let's go to Rob in Delaware. Rob, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I turned the game off when it was 5 minutes left in the game. I did. I just couldn't take it because I knew the result. I knew what the result was going to be. I knew how it was going to go down. And I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning to see what the result was and how much we lost by. And that's when I saw, you know, how it went. But, I mean, as a coach, and I've been a Harbaugh advocate for quite some time, but as a coach, don't you have to have a feel for the game? Right? So, if Vinny, as a GM, this is why I really respect your opinion. As a GM, you're looking at the coach to have a feel for the game. So, at what point did John Harbaugh say, you know what? Derrick Henry is averaging 8 yards a carry. Keaton Mitchell is averaging 1.7. This is not Keaton's game. You already have one of your offensive stars of the one of your stars of the offense, or maybe the entire team, go down. So you got one more right there. Why would you not lean on that one star that you have and give it to a kid that's, you know, still learning? Why would you do that? I just don't understand the logic of it.
I'm right there with you. I'm yelling at my TV, you know, like, where the hell's Derrick Henry?
Even Collinsworth was saying it.
Yeah.
When he got his lips off Drake May's rear end there for a few minutes. And by the way, in the last fumble for Zay Flowers, Rasheen Ali was in the backfield.
Yeah, that's because they were throwing it all the time.
I mean, come on, man. That's going to be the narrative for quite some time. Be interesting to see 24 hours after the fact how John Harbaugh.
Yeah, I mean,
explains.
Bob, when they go 2-minute drill, which they were in, Ali's always in for pass pro. You know, because Derek's not the best. They weren't going to run the ball. They were throwing it every time. I don't have a problem with that. But the drive before that to put the game away, no. That is unexcusable.
Let's go to Fitz in Baltimore. Fitz, what's happening?
How you doing, guys? I'm actually Big Ben's neighbor. I live right up the street from his parents. But anyways, actually not Big Ben, Beltway Ben. But I've been a season ticket holder since 96, and I'm going to tell you, you've just seen flashes of incompetence from Harbs throughout that time, you know, when he took over for Billick and on. I've never seen anything as bad as last night. And what it reminds me of, when he got up to the podium and said, well, we're rotating people in and out, and we want to stay true to that and so on. It's what you do in peewee ball so the parents don't get mad that Johnny didn't get enough time in the game and Henry got it off. It's insane. This is at the professional level. I just want to let the tickets go. If they keep them, who wants to keep watching the same story over and over and over again in a coach speak up at the podium, which makes no sense whatsoever? He's the captain of the ship. And if one of the sailors aren't doing the right job or one's better than the other at something, you have him take care of whatever it is that needs to be done. So, yeah, that's all I really got to say, man. I'm just disgusted. And just like the other caller, you just started to get a feel for what the outcome is going to be, especially when Derek was just standing there on the sideline. So that's all I got, guys. Thank you. Have a great holiday.
All right, Fitz, same to you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And that's our second, if Harbaugh's the coach, we're not fans anymore.
Yeah.
Or he's selling his tickets. I don't know, man. That's a drastic measures here.
Well, this is the first year in a long time that Steve Bisciotti is going to have a decision to make.
We might have to hear him speak, too, because old Steve Bisciotti doesn't exactly pop off much. We've seen Rubenstein talk more in his, maybe 2 years of full ownership, not even, than we've heard Steve Bisciotti in the last few seasons.
Yeah,
and we usually, I do anyway. I usually like when the owner just sits back and lets the professionals handle the business.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when things start to go haywire a little bit, you know, where's the king of the castle?
Well, Steve will probably, if they don't make the playoffs, Bob, and Harb stays and everything, Steve's going to have to probably talk, I would think.
Nolan, we have time for another call. He says yes. Let's go to Ed and Arbutus. Ed, thanks for holding. What's up?
Bob, Vinny, Nolan, good day to all three of you gentlemen.
Morning, Ed.
Morning, sir. Raven comments, tough loss, no doubt. The 56-yard field goal attempt that fell short, I thought at that time Stout was a better option to pin them deep. And as a result, we gifted them a short field for points. Derrick Henry, I still think he's most effective zone stretch with the toss pitch downhill to get his pad square to the C and D gap. That's just my personal opinion. Linderbaum and Ricard, textbook blocking techniques per their specialties. Ricard with the kick-out seals, as good as it gets. Linderbaum, without a doubt, the NFL best pulling center that I've seen. Head-scratcher, and you guys have been talking about it all day. I'm lost why Henry wasn't on the field at critical factor time, late with a lead more often. Rhyme and reason, I'm just not seeing it. Defending two excellent Raven offensive skill players, both major contributors, Henry and Flowers, neither player just coughed the ball up, but instead were victimized by two outstanding defensive-induced forced turnovers. It's taught to do. Henry had a guy on his legs. The second rally guy that showed up with a perfect punch out, right cross, right to the middle of the football. Zay was stripped from behind. He doesn't have eyes in the back of his head. Their guys made two great plays. There's no need for blame. That's it today, gentlemen. Merry Christmas to all.
All right, Ed, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, I'll disagree a little bit with Ed, you know, on the fumbles. They are to blame. I mean, the bowl is worth more than they are. I mean, you got to do whatever you got to do. You know you're in traffic, so you got to protect the football. You got to get it because he had it away from his body. Derek did. Away from his body a little bit, and that's why it gets punched out. And he's got to keep it in tight, you know. And I mean, they're taught that every day in practice, both of them, you know. And Zay afterwards, he said, well, I just tried to make a play. But like you said, Bob, I mean, the field is north-south.
He's running parallel with the line.
He's going east-west.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls, report that 583-1057. Talk to Nolan McGraw as well. News for the Nest at noon. Boy, we got a lot coming out of one winning drive after the loss. Buy or sell, 12:15. We'll do our AFC North report. Pittsburgh-Detroit game was incredible at the end. Two offensive PIs?
Yeah. Right? And they both were.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And then DK Metcalf went El Cabong on a fan over there. We're getting all that good stuff. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. Look back at our picks. Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com, joins us at 1:30 as we wrap up week 16 tonight with San Francisco already in.
Mm-hmm.
Colts, not so much. It's unacceptable. And let's not forget, too, in the 8 losses, they've been favored in 7 of them. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken. So the odds makers still kind of buy into them. Now, Sunday's game, or Saturday night rather, because we don't know if Lamar's playing, Jordan Love is in concussion protocol, who really knows. But either way.
This, I'm a betting man, Bob. Lamar's done for the year.
But the home record, 3-6?
It's
no.
Can't.
No, not buying it. And they've been blown out in a lot of these games, too. But either way, maybe we face the harsh reality. They're just not that good. We can blame this guy, blame that guy, blame the weather, blame the suns to the left. And maybe they just, this is what they are. They're 7-18.
Yep.
Well, the banged up quarterback, crap offensive line, and a lack of a pass rush.
And I would make the recommendation to Lamar, Bob, that, you know, you're getting skinny and doing all this stuff. You got to protect, you got to put a little more meat on your bones.
But remember, he did that a few years ago, and then he said he lost his burst.
Yeah, the but year he doesn't have any burst.
Yeah, right. But the year he got hurt in 21.
Yeah, but I mean, he got up to like 230. I'm just saying, you can get to 190, but I mean, gets a little meat on your bones so you got some protection. Because every time he gets hit, he gets hurt.
Yeah. Let's go to John in Catonsville. John, thanks for holding. How are you feeling on this Monday? Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, and Nolan McGraw.
Miserable like everybody else. So just a quick, I'm not going to bash on Harbaugh personally. I do think he's arrogant. I do think he thinks the common fan does not understand certain things in football, which he's totally wrong. But it's been beaten like a dead horse this morning. I mean, in his press conference about Henry to say, well, it wasn't his turn in the rotation. I mean, is he a football coach or is he a programmed robot? I mean, you took New England's manhood away on the drive before that.
Yep.
And how you do not come back and say, here, take it again, taste it, and keep giving them doses of it until they can't take it anymore. I'll never understand. And it's not just this year. It's the last two playoff years where we totally went away from our offense. Lamar didn't want to run in the playoff games. I just don't understand where this guy's going. And I think it's time for a change in the organization. Could it get a lot worse? Yes, it could. But I just think you've got to make the change because it's time.
All right, John, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. Now, in regards to John Harbaugh's future as Ravens head coach, if they lose the next two games, does he still have one? Is he built up enough equity that he goes into 2026? Maybe at his behest, or, I mean, Steve Asciotti makes the ultimate decision, Eric DaCosta, but, I mean, has he done enough that if he wants to coach again, he comes back next year? Because let's be honest, we don't think they're making the playoffs, and even if they do, we just gave it the home record. They would play the Chargers and probably be done instantly.
Bob, that is, you know, the $60 million question is, if they lose to Green Bay, it's over. You know, Pittsburgh's not even going to play their guys. You know, so they may end up winning that game, which doesn't mean anything. But if they don't make the playoffs, okay, I really don't know what Bisciotti would do. I think if they don't make the playoffs, I think it would be good for them to do an Andy Reid type thing and have a mutual understanding and both go their separate ways. I think it would probably be time, you know, probably time for a new voice. And even for Harbs, be good for Harbs to go somewhere else where he's got a different group of guys, you know, that, you know, will he may go to a place like Miami who has no GM or something and be able to run the whole kit and caboodle, you know, something like that. I don't know. But I think if I'm Harbs, you know, it would probably time for both.
And per Andy Reid, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. He went right from Philly to KC. There was no year buffer. He went right in and kept on rolling. It even took them farther than they've been, even way more than Hank Stram did back in the 60s. Does Harbs need to sit out a year, or would it behoove him to jump into some of these
he's 63.
Open job? Giants, for instance, have an opening.
Yeah, maybe Miami would open, you know, because Stephen Ross is, what, a Michigan man, so that could be a possibility.
Quarterback issues in Miami.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, Bob, is I think Harbs has got 2 years left, and I think he's making, what, like 15 a year? So you're sitting there walking away with 30 mil. You know, you can go do TV and then, you know, decide, you know, in another year if you want to still keep coaching. But you'd be 65. You got 30 million, you know, sitting there for you. So, I don't know. It would be a decision that he'd have to make.
Nolan, we have time for another call. Nolan says yes. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up? Rashawn. Another rookie move from Rashawn. Actually, that sounded like there was nothing on the line.
Yeah.
There's no line action.
Yeah, sometimes with these phones, the name and number will stay up even after they hang up. It's a little glitch. So that's what that sounded like.
That his glitch or our glitch?
Our glitch.
Come on, Odyssey, get it together. We're going to come back. We got news from the Nets. We're going to hear from the Ravens after last night's loss. We'll take more of your phone calls as the show progresses. Buy or sell. Where's their early week money? Hey, Christmas is Thursday. You got time for a little stocking stuffer. AFC North report. Notes from the North bounce around there. As a Cleveland made Buffalo sweat. You knew Joe Burrow wasn't getting shut out 2 weeks in a row against a rookie quarterback. And the Steelers and Lions. You do the juggly thing, and then you grab your stuff. Remember the old commercial where the referees look flummoxed out there? That's what it was at the end of that Lions game. But did they get the call right in the end?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.